Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On today's Practical Pro Musician, I am so happy to be back. That's number one. Number two, let's talk about Harry Styles. Why? Stay tuned.
We love playing music, but it seems like the odds of making a living as a professional musician are about as high as winning the lottery. So the big question is this: how do musicians like us, with jobs, families, and responsibilities, get from where we are today to making a practical living playing music we love? Well, my name is Daniel Hadaway, and this show will give you the answers. This is The Practical Pro Musician.
Yes, we are back. I am so excited. I hope you are. I've gotten emails from some of you. So at least a couple of you have sent me emails. I know you're excited. But we're back. It's The Practical Pro Musician. It's been a very long time since we've done this. Thankfully, at least this time, it was on purpose. I took a little bit of a break around the holiday time for me. And maybe hopefully you got to take a break around that time as well. But if you're anything like me, I know that about for me, it was probably a week and a half ago as I'm recording this. But, you know, several weeks into this little break I was taking, I really got stir crazy and was itching to get back to doing some of this stuff, get back to work a little bit. So I was ready to get back and do this, do another episode here of The Practical Pro Musician. And I hope that you are ready and are happy that I'm back as well. How are you? Hope you're doing good. My name's Daniel, in case you do not know that and didn't look at the graphic for the podcast you're listening to, or if you're new, hi, good to see you. So today we are going to talk about Harry Styles. Yes, yes, I know. First off, if you haven't listened to his newest record that came out, go check that out. I can't remember what it's called. It might be like Fine Line. That might be what it's called. Either way, it's the one that's got kind of like a fisheye lens on the cover, kind of a circular thing going on. Anyway, check that out. Wonderful album. Really awesome. But I stumbled across an interview he was giving, and I watched it during my break. And there was something he talked about that I was like, holy cow. That's a great way of putting something that I try to share with every musician that I meet who talks about wanting to be a professional musician. And this is another topic that I've touched on before, and I'm not sure if I've done it on this podcast or not, but I wanted to share it with you. And it's this idea that I think a lot of us relate, the art part of what we do, the musical part, being a musician, we relate that and whether or not we are doing the thing we're supposed to be doing with our music, we equate that somehow to whether or not we're successful, quote unquote, at doing it, whether or not we're met with commercial success, or whatever, you know, goal it is, whether we have that dream gig, whatever it is. And while of course that's always the goal, or it is the goal for a lot of us, I think that can be such a distraction sometimes it can be so depressing if we're not at that point yet. And I always tell people,
One piece of advice as far as being a musician, and this goes for just basically anybody that's creative. But I want to share with you what I heard on this interview from him first. And then I'll kind of bring it back around and talk to you about what I want to share with you. So in this interview, he's basically talking about the fact that, you know, if you don't know who Harry Styles is, he used to be in the group One Direction. So like a boy band kind of thing. And he said that when they were in the band, and I won't go through the whole interview with you, you can go find it if you want to, but he mentioned that when he was in that band, that they always were writing and recording their albums while they were touring. So he said they would be like in hotel rooms or whatever, and they would have their mattresses stacked up around and put a microphone in the middle of it so they could sing their parts and track their albums, all that stuff. And that's how and for him, writing and recording, that was the reality of what that was like. And he said that when he finally started doing his own stuff, he would meet other musicians, or even before that, he would meet other musicians, and they would always talk about, taking 6 months off from touring and going to write a new album or write and record for some new stuff. And he always was like, wait a minute, you mean you like intentionally just write, like you sit down with the idea of writing music? And they're like, yeah, that's what you do. And he said that I'm definitely paraphrasing this. I could be getting some of the details wrong, but he mentioned that he at first was really, he came across what he was saying. Like he basically was surprised that people did that because he thought that like, you know, writing was just like you wait until you're inspired and then you write something really great. And then it's wonderful. And that's what artists do. That's what writers do. And he mentioned that when he finally started doing his own stuff, and he went out to California to write and some things like that, that he basically started learning that you sit down and you write. And that's the writer, what he does is write. The writer writes. It kind of seems kind of obvious, but the idea is that a lot of times he would say he would write stuff that wasn't that great. And then other times you write stuff that's really great. And the way he equated it to was like surfing. He said, you can be out surfing and you can practice surfing. And there's two real parts of surfing. And I've only been surfing like once in my life. So, and I had somebody helping me the whole time. So I'm not the best, but this is what he said. And I think this makes sense. He said, there's two parts of surfing. One is, catching the wave. So, you know, when a wave comes, being able to paddle fast enough and kind of get your board positioned on the wave so that you're going with the wave and your board is traveling with the wave. And then the other part is standing up on your board once you're going. And I will tell you from experience that standing up for me was much harder than the other part, than catching the wave. Either way, those are the two parts. And he basically said that you can, for a long time, you can practice both parts, either or. You can practice standing up a whole bunch. And you can practice catching the wave. And both of those things are very important and you have to practice both of those a lot. And you might a lot of times, get a really good, do a really good job on one specific wave of like getting up and then another time, but you didn't catch it quite right. Didn't catch the wave quite right. So you don't have much time, you know, to ride the wave. Or other times you might catch the wave really well, but you hadn't practiced standing up very much. And so you don't get to stand up for very long. You don't stand up on the wave. But he said, if you've practiced both, Even if you didn't ever get that perfect situation happen, the idea is that if you've practiced both, when the wave comes, when the perfect wave comes, if you've practiced catching the wave enough and you've practiced getting up on your board enough, then you'll be ready when that perfect wave comes and you can stand up, you can catch that wave and then you can stand up. But if you were someone who thought that a surfer's job was just to catch the perfect wave and surf it all the way into the shore and that's it, then you never would be able to do that thing that you think is the job of the surfer, which is to do that, because you never would have practiced the other parts and you never would have been okay with failing to do the quote unquote end goal because you were getting too frustrated by the practice of the thing. And to kind of bring it back around, he talked about that's what songwriting's like. You gotta practice all the parts of songwriting so that when the inspiration does come, you have the tool set to actually bring that idea, you know, to life. And definitely as a musician, a musician's job is not necessarily commercial success. A musician's job is playing music. And when I say job, what I mean is, I believe God, I believe in God, and God gives us gifts and talents and in passions. And hopefully sometimes all those things line up into one thing. But even if they don't, my job, I'm a drummer. That's what I think of myself as. My job is to play drums. So if I'm playing drums every day, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. That's my purpose. But if I said, my purpose will wait until I'm successful. I'm not really doing anything of value right now because I haven't been commercially successful with it. I'd get so depressed and so frustrated and I'd give up because that's the goal that I'm looking at is not the thing that I've actually been called to do. And so whatever you believe in that realm or not, you are born probably with natural talents. And if nothing else, you're born with a passion for the music you want to play. And if that's what it is, then your first job is to just do the thing, is to practice the thing, is to play your instrument. And then if the results come, they come. But in this podcast, partially, of course, is about helping you get those results, get to that end goal that you'd like. But I want to encourage you that your job and what you were created to do at the core of you, if you're a musician, is to create music. So just create music first and let that be enough before you get so distracted and so tunnel visioned on the end result. And I think that you'll find a lot more fulfillment in that. I started recording this podcast and my previous podcast when I put my first episode up, I had zero listeners. And if I had thought that what I was supposed to do was to have 1 million listeners, well, I would have quit after the first episode when I posted it, because I started with zero listeners. Now, of course, I still don't have 1 million listeners, but I knew that this was the right decision. I thought it through and I thought I need to have a podcast. That's part of how I want to communicate with you and everyone who listens. So my success is that I'm doing the thing that I was supposed to do. I'm creating the podcast. Now, of course, I'm trying to be a good handler, a good manager, a good steward of that, and try to grow it as much as I can. But my primary job is recording this podcast. If I want to be a podcaster, making a podcast is all I have to do. If you want to be a musician, make music. And if you wait and say, I'm not doing the thing I'm supposed to do until I am wildly commercially successful, you're going to be probably frustrated for a long time, and you may never get there because it's so hard to get to that point. If you can't have something that's enough along the way, then it's really hard to get there. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm so happy to be back, as I said earlier, and I hope we will meet up again very soon here on the Practical Pro Musician. And yeah, we'll talk again later. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.